That's an air ball. Rebound grabbed by Clearview. 7 on the clock. Into the fourth court. Smith ahead to Coleman. Back to Smith. Run of the lane. Put it up and in. That was pretty. And Smith with the shot at the buzzer makes it a 42-31 ball game.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Boy, there's always a critic. We welcome you back to the WEOL Nick Abraham Saturday Sports Wrap-Up. Tim Elkhorn along with Rob Polinski. Alan Calcaterra racking up those highlights back in the studio of AM 930 WEOL. Although Nick DiMacchio with a bit of a critique of that highlight. Now, what was the problem with that highlight?
It was a good highlight. I wish I had more of them.
Why don't you ask him to write an article for you, see what you think? That was a bad critique. Good grief. He blew me out of the water. Hey, coach, need a little help.
16 pages later.
Right.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Word is you don't like this early start to the season, coach.
No, I'm not a fan.
Nick DiMacchio, girls head coach at Clearview, now joining us here at Wolfie's as we move along. Boy, 2.5 hours have flown by. And the Clearview Lady Clipper head coach stops by to talk a little Clearview Lady Clipper basketball. So thoughts on this upcoming season, my friend. How's Clearview going to be?
Well, we're going to find out real soon here. You know, we start December 2nd. We've got a couple of kids coming back, and Tajanae Coleman, who should have a nice season, we're hoping. Branda Smith, sophomore, is she's going to do a pretty good job as the off guard. And we have Janelle Hawthorne running the point, who is got some speed, and she can handle the ball pretty well.
All returnees from last year.
All returnees, yeah.
So what does that experience mean? How beneficial is that to you as a head coach to have an experienced group to start with?
Well, the problem is that's the only experience we have. So we're lacking a little bit in terms of floor experience. We have some kids coming back, but in terms of play time experience, we're kind of lacking there. So we're going to see what we have. We got a lot of work to do, and hopefully we can get better by game 22.
When you're trying to see what you have, I would imagine the scrimmages and the early practices are important for your basketball team. How have you looked in the preseason?
It's been hit or miss. We start off slow in these scrimmages, but the way, you know, we've been scrimmaging some pretty good teams. You know, we scrimmaged Schneid, Elyria, Beachwood, Hathaway, Brown, Avon. We saw Avon and Mayfield last week. So, you know, we've set ourselves up playing some pretty good competition with the hope that that it's going to prepare us for, you know, our conference start.
Coach, and I noticed too that when you gave me some information on your team, you're looking at some young girls coming up, you know, that you're hoping are going to help you out. Is that still
yeah,
the case?
Yeah, we have an
incoming freshman.
We got a nice freshman, Venetia Billings, who's she needs a little work, but she's quick, she's aggressive, she works hard every day, and you know, she's probably going to break that starting five, and we're just going to have to work with her. You know, she's like I said, she's a little awkward at times, but. But she, you know, every day she's out there working harder than everybody else, which is nice to see. So, you know, we're hoping we're going to have to find some scoring someplace, and we've really been buckling down on the defense and trying to get to, our defense where we need it. And I think that if we're going to win some games this year, it's going to be on the defensive end.
Nick, when you have a relatively young squad, as you said, aside from the experience you brought back, everybody else is pretty green on this basketball team. So how do you approach the scrimmages? Do you almost hope that the other team throws everything but the kitchen sink at you just to see how your girls, especially the young ones, are going to respond?
I do, and you know, we've taken some beatings here the last week and a half, but that's nothing that I didn't expect with the teams that we scheduled on the scrimmages. So I knew that we were going to get beat up, and I knew that we were going to be playing bigger, stronger, quicker players. And I was hoping it would beat our kids down, and hoping that it has a positive effect come the start of the season.
But I'm sure you're walking a fine line there.
Very, because
you don't want the girls to walk out of that gym going, man, we just got our clocks cleaned.
Yeah,
here.
Well, that's our job to reinforce that and to say, listen, we know what we're walking into. Now let's see how we respond, and we make sure that they know that we. You know, we educate them on the fact of who we're playing and what the expectation is.
And even though it's scrimmages and it's still very early, I mean, we'll talk here at the end of February, but have you seen progress just in scrimmage 1 to 2 to 3? I mean, have you seen a little bit of growth that you were hoping for?
Yeah, we do, but the problem is we're having a hard time starting. So, you know, we're seeing progress from the start of the scrimmage to the end of the scrimmage, and we need to see progress from scrimmage to scrimmage.
Gotcha.
So it's still a work in progress. Like I said, it's still really early for us, and we, you know, we packed all our scrimmages in, so our last scrimmage is actually on Saturday, and then we have our girls' basketball preview on Monday. And so that gives us 2 weeks to really get us ready for game one, and I'm hoping that playing these bigger, stronger, quicker teams, I'm hoping it's going to benefit us, because I we do have some really strong teams in Firelands, Keystone, Columbia, you know, so we got some really strong teams in our conference, but the rest of the conference, I don't see the athleticism that I've seen in the scrimmages, and I'm hoping that translates to the girls, and they understand that.
Do you have to remind the girls not to get their confidence, you know, affected, or
daily?
You know, make sure their confidence is up when you're scrimmaging teams the quality that you are?
Daily. You know, every scrimmage, we got to tell them between quarters, listen, we know what you're going up against. Just stay focused and keep making improvements. That's all we're looking for is progress. So if they can keep that mindset and they can keep going in that direction, then we'll be okay. You know, like you said, we're walking a fine line. You know, they start developing. We're getting our clocks cleaned, and you know, they start falling backwards, and it's going to backfire on us. But I think this group of kids, I think they're going to respond.
Again, we're talking with Nick Demacchia, girls head coach at Clearview. Lady Clippers getting ready to embark on a 15-16 season. Coach, from what you've seen, once you battle through that learning curve that your girls are going through, what do you like? What's this team have the potential of doing well once that light bulb goes off for them?
Well, there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of potential offensively and defensively, but it's a matter of them buying into what we're teaching them and staying disciplined and focused on fundamentals. And that's part of the game that they kind of lose. They want to get out there and they want to score and they want to play, but we're trying to dial it back a little bit and focus on defensive fundamentals especially, and then running through the offense. And if they can buy into that and realize that it's a slow process and we're going to get there, then we're going to be okay, because we have some players that, you know, Tajanae can play. You know, she can get inside and she can bang inside and she can step outside and knock down a three. And then you got Brandis, who's a great ball handler. But she's young and she's green, and you know, sometimes she makes some mistakes. But, you know, we have Janelle Hawthorne, who she handles the ball. And as long as we can get those other two to buy into what we're doing, I think we're going to be okay. But, you know, they're still young, and it's a work in progress. And then, you know, we got Venetia, who's also young. That's what I said. Our biggest problem is going to be the lack of experience in game situations.
Do you find that young players are just – in a hurry?
They are.
They want everything to happen instantaneously. They want that instant gratification.
Yeah, they do. They just want to get out there and they want to go and they want to play. They want to play ball like they're at the park. And
yeah, breakneck.
You can't do that. You're not going to win games going out there and playing park ball. You got to go out there and you got to be disciplined. You got to run an offense. You got to play fundamental defense. And you know, that's what we're trying to get them there. So it's been, you know, this year it's kind of been it's been a slower process getting us to where we need to be, and I know that as a coach, I know where we're at, and I'm hoping where we're going to be, but I'm not sure they're sure where they're going to be at yet. So it's a slow process.
That's a great point.
I get the sense you think this team could be good if later in the year, if they buy in, if they do what you're asking them to do.
I do. It's just a matter of getting them to buy in. But I do think that we have some players that will fill, you know, play their role. And I think that we have some players that could be good. And there's kids that I haven't mentioned, but they're not quite there yet, you know. So I think that we could be a good team if these kids just buy in and keep doing what we're asking them to do. And it's frustrating for them. It's frustrating for them because we really kind of dialed them back quite a bit this year, and we really went back to fundamentals. And that's what we have to do at this point.
Some of these young players, even though they have to go through the learning curve, are they as prepped as you would like them to be? In other words, for young players, are they where they need to be developmentally wise?
That's part of our problem. Is I don't think that they are. And when we get them at the high school level, and that's a problem that we're going to fix in the future. But when we get them at the high school level, I don't think that they're where they need to be, and I don't think that they know the skills that they need to have when they get to the high school level. So there's a gap there someplace, because we're finding ourselves as varsity coaches teaching these kids things that they should have learned in, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And unfortunately, everybody wants to win. So you got your junior high coaches that they want to win. And that's what they do. They get out there and they want to win, but they neglect the fundamentals. So we find ourselves having to teach these kids fundamentals all over again, which takes a lot out of our season prep, because we should be focused on running an offense and focused on, you know, playing five-on-five ball. So we find ourselves doing a lot of fundamental stuff that we probably shouldn't be doing at this level.
As much as you scrimmage and as much as you challenge these kids in scrimmage situations, Nick, sooner or later you got to flip the switch and play the game for real.
Exactly.
Where there's people in the stands and that scoreboard's going. Are you anxious about that, just to see how they respond to actual game conditions where it's a game, this one counts?
Yeah, I am. And I think that once we get a flow and once we get our rotation, I think that we'll start to develop. You know, but when you're playing these scrimmages, you're still trying to get looks to other kids. So you're trying to play everybody, and you're trying to get everybody in so that you give everybody a fair chance. Because I tell everybody, everybody's got an open opportunity to start varsity. That's just the way it is. I don't have a lineup set. So everybody's fighting for a starting position at Clearview, and I tell these kids that. So I try to give them a fair opportunity in the scrimmages, and in those that rise to the top, then we try to focus on that when the season starts.
Very cool. Very, very cool. By the way, you took No Shave November very seriously.
I did.
I think he got off to a head start.
Yeah.
He didn't start on November 1st.
He started No Shave November on Labor Day.
I think so.
I think if I had sunglasses and camo on, I think I'd fit in really nice on Duck Dynasty. Yeah.
Man, oh man, Grizzly Adams has nothing on.
Yeah,
me,
I can't wait. I can't wait to shave.
Nor can we.
Come on, I remember a game you were having that you were talking nicely about my long hair. There were so many people in the stands, I heard it on the sideline.
Good stuff, good stuff. Great having you here, man. We appreciate you taking the time to come down.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Tamakia joining us here at the head table, talking a little Clearview Lady Clipper basketball. Again, some experience back, but a whole bevy of youngsters on that squad as well. So no doubt a year of progress for the Clearview Lady Clippers. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Rob's got some cool things to talk about, events and specials here at Wolfie's, and we'll put a cap on this one, and believe it or not, we'll be ready for Monday night's boys high school basketball preview. So stay with us. It's the Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford girls high school basketball preview show, live at Wolfie's on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.